Well, good evening, everyone. This is Lindsay Kenny with ProEFTRadio.com, and welcome tonight to our special broadcast, which is really a second part of a two-part series, with the first part being an interview with Pat Carrington interviewing our guest tonight, Sandy Radomski. And as I mentioned in the promotional material that got you to this show, I thought that interview was so fabulous, I didn't want it to end, and so I asked Sandy and Pat if they would allow us to use that as a supplement to our broadcast tonight, and they graciously agreed. So I want to welcome Sandy to the show. So welcome, Sandy.
Well, hi, Lindsay. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you. I want to give just a little bit of background for those that might not have read the bio online, because you have a pretty impressive background, and you're a pretty impressive person.
Thank you.
Sandy is a board-certified social worker, a psychotherapist, and a naturopathic doctor, and her background includes teaching at a medical school at the University of Wisconsin, in fact, for 8 years. She did biofeedback there on patients for 10 years in a hospital setting. Now, she's conducted research in psychoneuroimmunology.
That's
a huge word. And a lot of important work done there. But I think Sandy is best known in the EFT world for her allergy elimination specialties. And I was first introduced to her in by way of the original EFT DVDs, where she did some great work with muscle testing and telling us about allergies, how prolific they are, and how to treat them with EFT. And she now has a lot of new treatments that she uses for that, and she's going to talk to us about that tonight. And I want to encourage all of you that are listening to make sure you, if you haven't already done so, to be sure to listen to the first part of this interview, because it gives some foundation for what we're going to do tonight. Don't hang up now and go listen to it, but if you missed it, I'm going to give you a quick Tiny Earl to go there after the show. I'm going to give it to you now, tinyearl.com. That's tiny, TINYURL.com, and then / Sandy's interview, so SANDIS interview. And that's it. You don't even have to do www, just tinyearl.com/ Sandy's interview, and that's the first part of the interview, and also I will have the recording of the second part on that page as well. Okay, now all of that being said, I'm dying to talk to you, Sandy, and get more information about allergies and how it affects us. And I know that right now, for whatever reason, it just seems like allergies are prevalent. Everybody's sneezing or coughing or has an allergy symptom of some kind, and there are tons of statistics out there about allergies. So could you speak to us more about that?
Sure. Allergies have really increased. It's just unbelievable how many people are suffering from allergies, and you often hear people say, well, I never had allergies before.
Yeah.
Why is it happening now? You know, people come in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and suddenly they have allergies. And what I'm feeling is that the environment is so toxic that we're just, you know, exposed to so many more toxins than we were ever exposed to before. And we're also living in a whole lot of stress right now, both of which fill up our rain barrel. Now, I talked about that on the previous tape, but I want to just explain what the rain barrel it is, that our bodies can handle one toxin and another toxin and another, and then at one point the body just says, I can't handle it anymore, and it just overflows and you start getting symptoms. The body starts saying, I can't handle this anymore, this is too much, and it starts having these huge inflammatory reactions, and the actual allergy symptoms are inflammatory reactions, which is the only way your body knows how to fight things, is having inflammation. So you get the mucus and the runny eyes, but you also get swelling in your body. So you get swelling in your brain. So one of the things that's so important with allergies is that it's not just the traditional symptoms of the nose running and the eyes tearing and all that, but all the brain symptoms of brain fog, confusion, fatigue, dizziness, irritability, anger, those are huge allergic responses from inflammation and swelling in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many kinds of reactions that actually are due to allergies. I think weren't you saying something like there's 55% of people are diagnosed with allergies right now, and
Yeah, I was Googling some things online about it, 55%,
right.
And that 78,000 die from known allergy reactions, but they're saying up to 75% may have allergies of some kind and not know it. And you said...
I said that I think probably 100% of people have allergic reactions when we're using my definition. So my definition doesn't include necessarily a histamine reaction, which is what the docs are going to be looking at. But what my definition is that I see an allergy as an abnormal response to some food or drug or something in our environment that doesn't usually cause symptoms in other people. So if we're getting, we eat something, we're exposed to something, we take a vitamin, we take a supplement, we take a medication, and we just don't feel quite right, that's really an allergy. We don't always track it. We don't always know what's going on, but we're actually having, a sensitivity reaction in our body. I mean, speaking of foods, it's fascinating because one of the reasons it's hard to know if you have a food allergy is that you can have a food reaction up to 3 days after eating the food.
Mm.
So it's very hard to track.
Why
exactly.
is that, Sandy? Why would it take so long for it to show up?
Because when it goes in your body, what you're not have, you know, there's different kinds of immune system reactions, and the longer delayed kind, it takes longer in your body because it's the breakdown of the food and the combining of the food with your enzymes that you're having the reaction to.
Well, is the body, just for my layman's point of view, I'd never
sure.
quite gotten this, but is it something like the body is thinking that this is a foreign substance, this is an unsafe substance somehow, and we better get it out of here? Is that kind of what...
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And what I often talk about, and the other interview a lot about, that allergies I see as a metaphor for fear. Mm. It's your body is afraid. The job of our bodies and the job of our immune system is to protect us. And it's to protect us in all kinds of ways. And if we didn't have that immune system protecting us, we as a species would never have survived this long.
Mm.
So it's always got its radar up. It's always got its radar up saying, is this good or not good? And during evolution, we've had millions of years of evolution to decide what is a good substance, what is a bad substance, which are the dangerous mushrooms, which are the okay things to eat. And we've evolved, knowing what things are good for our bodies. And then all of a sudden, since 1945 or something, we've had at least 100,000 more chemicals put into our environment than we ever had before. And suddenly we're expecting our immune system to know that this new chemical that's been totally man-made is now safe for us when we had no experience with it. So it's expecting a lot, and our bodies are working really hard to protect us, and they will do anything to protect us, but it's sometimes misguided. And when you as the person gets scared or afraid or phobic or anxious or worried, the body gets triggered into saying there must be something wrong. There must be something dangerous here, really, really dangerous. And so it starts searching around to see what it needs to attack, and it often then ends up attacking whatever's in your system, which might be calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, oxygen, hydrogen. It might attack anything thinking that's the culprit.
Well, I think that part is so fascinating, and you spoke a little bit about this in that first interview with Pat, where because our food is in our system for so long, we like wheat, which is very highly allergic, or a lot of people are sensitive to it. So we might have cereal for breakfast, a sandwich for lunch, pasta for dinner, and so it's in our system. And if during that time we experience some kind of a unpleasant issue or a trauma, our body might make an association. Is that correct?
Exactly. And that's why that's where I use that big word, psychoneuroimmunology, which is basically the pairing between something you're exposed to while there is a stressor. And when there's a stressor, the body can hook that up as a problem so that, if you ever get those, like, just that taste or that smell or that touch or that feeling again, that color again. Anytime you have any of those things in your environment that were present during the trauma can then be a trigger for the emotional reaction, for the allergic reaction. So it's really amazing how we can pair things up really quickly, and the more traumatic something is, the quicker the learning, and that one-time learning can really get you very connected. You know, like if something really bad happens when you're eating a food, that food probably is not going to be very good for you in the future.
Well, Sandy, I heard a colleague of mine, and I'm not sure where I heard this, but it was a colleague who had a client that had a severe reaction to pistachios. And in looking back in her history, she said, I've never even had pistachios. And in looking back in her history, her mother said, oh, you know, we had a car wreck when you were 6 or 7, and we all had stopped at 31 Flavors and gotten some pistachio ice cream, and your little brother's ice cone broke, and Dad turned around to look at it, and what happened, and got in a horrible wreck, and the little boy flew through the window and I believe was killed, and that was, you know, that was quite a trauma. Well, years later, 25 years later, she was at a party and took a handful of pistachios and had a severe attack.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the kind of linking you're talking about?
That is exactly the kind of linking. And, in fact, it's funny, pistachios, because Dr. Robert Ader, who's the one who created the word psychoneuroimmunology and did the research, first research on it, used that example when I went to his first talk he ever gave on it, where he said if you ate pistachio ice cream on the same day that you had when you had the flu and your immune system wasn't functioning very well, if you ate pistachio ice cream again, your immune system would go down. Mm-hmm. And again, here was a huge trauma for the family. She had pistachio ice cream in her body, and very likely was the first time that's not your most common ice cream to have.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably had that for the first time. So that unique flavor got connected up with this horrible trauma that happened. And, yes, that's the kind of thing that goes on. I have another sort of a funnier example. I was working with someone, and she was reactive to green peppers. You know, by my muscle testing, I showed she was reactive to green peppers. And I was checking to see if there was an emotional issue with green peppers. And I say to her, I said, well, you have an emotional issue with green peppers, like kind of laughing, like who's going to have an emotional issue to green peppers? And she whips her head around and looks at me and she says, how did you know? And when she was 5 years old, she was sitting at her friend's house and they had just picked green peppers from the garden and they were sitting eating green peppers. And the mother got furious at her, kicked her out of the house, never let her back in the house again. She never knew what had happened. And she was 5, and she said to this day she can't look at a green pepper without feeling bad.
Oh, well, that's amazing. So there's a psychological and a physical connection.
Yeah.
I had a horrible, I don't want to fill up our time with stories, but when I was a little kid, I had these little pet chickens, Cheepy and Peepy, and I've told the story in my class a million times, but we were very poor, and after school one day, I came home, the chickens were gone. They weren't in their pen, and I went searching up and down the neighborhood, very upset so they had gotten away. And when I came back, we were very poor, and so peanut butter was our source of protein. And we came back, and I was crying and whining, and I've got to go look for my chickens. And my mom said, sit down and eat your chicken noodle soup. Well, I knew by the look on her face what had happened, and I almost threw up right then. I mean, I couldn't eat. My brother said, well, thank God we didn't have a pony. And I was so upset by that I couldn't eat. I couldn't smell chicken of any kind, chicken soup or chicken, fried chicken or anything, for years until I was in my 20s. And I'm not sure how I fixed that problem, but I remember how nauseated I would get when I would just smell Campbell's chicken noodle soup particularly.
Right. Right, and that was in your memory, that was in your mind, but there's so many things at a much, much more subtle level that people aren't realizing that there is a big trauma connected with it, and suddenly they feel a little not 100% when they're eating something, or they get tired, or they get irritable, and they're not realizing the connection.
Mm. Yeah, because it doesn't have to be necessarily a big trauma, and it doesn't have to be while they're eating it, right?
Right, right. It can just be in their system. And like you were saying with wheat, we can be in their system just all the time.
Well,
all the time. And you can get all kinds of symptoms. I have this one person that it was just such a dramatic thing. She came in. She was so acute. She's so cute and adorable. She's in her 20s and all bouncy and happy, little blonde little woman. And she said her issue was that from the middle of her period till she got – middle of her cycle till her period was over, she cried for half of the month, cried, missed work 3 days a week. Mm. 3 days out of the month because she was just crying, and then she sat at her computer crying. It was just a mess. And everyone, you know, I just assumed she had problems with hormones, and we tried that. It didn't make a difference. And I had tested her for wheat, and then I didn't have time to treat her for it. She went home, didn't have wheat for a week, came back, and that time for her starting to cry had come and passed, and without her crying. The wheat had caused that major of a reaction. And all the doctors had wanted to put her on Prozac and everything else. And it was just the wheat.
Well, so was there a tie-in of something that had happened with wheat, or just her body couldn't handle it?
And tell you the truth, at that point, she didn't even want me to discover anything. She didn't want to treat it. We probably, at this point, I mean, and I was, that was, my that was an example from a long time ago, I would be muscle testing to see what traumas connected with it. She just said, I'm never eating wheat again. I don't care. I don't want you to work on it. I don't care about it. This has changed my life, and I'm never going to eat wheat again.
Mm.
So for a lot of people, they're just happy with knowing how to identify it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, and they can avoid it. A lot of other people certainly want to be able to have things. So that for her, I didn't check it out, but I would normally be seeing if there was a trauma. Then you treat the trauma, and you treat the trauma as well as treating the direct, you know, do a two-pronged approach. You're treating the trauma and you're treating the reaction now to that substance.
Well, can an allergy or sensitivity be caused without a trauma? I mean, is there any, can the body just be allergic just because?
You can be allergic just because sometimes you are sort of get it, you know, genetically. You know, your families have sort of historically, you sort of get some from your DNA that you have some tendency for things. And you don't know if you're getting it because your mother ate it during the pregnancy with you and there was some trauma that she had. I mean, it's very subtle how this thing gets connected because our bodies are programmed to learn these kind of connections as a way to keep you alive. So it can be very subtle.
Well, I'm going to ask you a client question. I know that you may not be able to answer with the, you know, amount of time and information I'm going to give you, but I do have a client that I've had for a long time on and off who's very special to me because of his trouble and his journey. But he was molested as a small a boy, about at 8 or 9 years old. And we have cleared that trauma and other traumas in his life, but his problem is extreme brain fog and disconnect from the world. He's an intelligent, sensitive, kind man, but he can't communicate. He can't be in a conversation with someone. He feels like he goes around in a fog all the time. The level of medical things that he's gone through is astonishing. I mean, he has had brain mapping and neural feedback and everything possible. He's seen medical doctors and alternative doctors and visited with angels and been hypnotized and matrix reimprinting and EFT. Trust me, we've done everything. We cannot figure out, including neurologists and neurosurgeons, cannot figure out why this guy's brain isn't connecting. Could that be something as simple as an allergy?
It certainly could. I just assume any symptom can be an allergy. I just assume any weird, crazy, undiagnosed, untreatable symptom can be an allergy, and it's worth looking into. And so with him, I'd certainly muscle test every single thing he's eating, everything in his environment, in his home, in his office, where, you know, get a history. Obviously, you know the history of when it's worse. Is it worse when he's talking to people? He may be allergic to talking to people. He may be allergic to people.
Yeah.
And then you treat it people as an allergy. You know, if he was molested, it may be that he is allergic to people or allergic to a conversation like he had with this person before the molestation. It can be that
You're saying you could be allergic to anything?
Anything. My belief is that everything, every person, every object, every food, every supplement, every medication has its own frequency. And what we're doing is always wanting to make sure that you're in alignment with the things that would be good to be in alignment with. You want your frequency to be in alignment with the frequency of the other person. So I've tested people and they're allergic to their spouse or they're allergic to their child or something like that. And actually, I got a really interesting email. By the way, one of the things I wanted to talk about on this is that I often treat for someone who's pregnant for their fetus.
Because
people are allergic to their fetus. It's a foreign body. I mean, you know, it's obviously it's worked for millions of years, but for some people, it's the body sees it as an allergy. So people who have morning sickness for way longer and way worse than it should be, I have had really good results by just treating for the fetus. You treat my baby just like you're going to treat for, you know, some other kind of substance. And then also, Dr. Devi Nambujapad, who has created NAAT, she actually said that an allergic reaction to the fetus is the main cause of miscarriage.
I believe that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. So your energy is, you know, you want to be in alignment with the energy of your baby. You want to be in the alignment with the same frequency of your husband or your child. So I mentioned that in some training, and someone wrote back that she had never had a good, she had a really difficult pregnancy with her son and a lot of morning sickness throughout the whole pregnancy. And then she just never had a good bonding in a relationship with his son. And he was in his 30s, and she treated him as an allergy.
Oh, my God.
She treated him as an allergy, and then soon after that he came and visited, and she wrote me saying they had the best visit they had ever had.
That is unbelievable, Sandy. That is really powerful. I hope the people listening get that. I've heard people say that I'm allergic to my husband, or I'm allergic to my kid, or I'm allergic to rich people, or whatever it might be, just
yes,
kind of kidding me. But they very could, because sometimes people go, we just like oil and water. But I get it from the fetus up. I've treated pregnant women that are nauseated, you know, and morning sickness, and I've treated them, and then it goes away. I'm not an allergy specialist.
Right.
But
well, you know, EFT is the same thing as doing allergy work.
Yeah.
We're always wanting to be in alignment. We want to be balanced in relationship to the things we want. We want to be okay with our fetus. We want to be okay with our child, our husband, you know, our dog, all of that. That it's all about getting into alignment and being balanced.
So, Sandy, I know people are listening going, okay, so how do you do that? So let's say they've got an issue with one of their family members or frogs or something else. So can people treat themselves if they suspect an allergy? How would they do that?
Yes. Well, there's many ways to treat it. And I've sort of, you know, and one of the things, like you mentioned in the beginning, I was kind of the first person who started treating allergies with EFT.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an expert in EFT, that's certainly a way to do it. I tend right now to have three basic ways that I treat for the allergies. And all of them are the same concept. The same concept as EFT. It's the same. It's balancing the body in relationship to that substance, that item, that person. It's basically systematic desensitization. I don't know how many people on the line know that, but people who are trained as therapists, basically all of these techniques are a form of systematic desensitization. And what I mean by that is you can't be phobic about something and relaxed about that something at the same time.
True.
And so everything with EFT and all my allergy work is putting the substance, the thought, the memory of it, the actual substance itself in your energy field. Put it in your energy field, and then you balance your body in relationship to that. So when you're tapping on acupuncture points, you are putting the body in calmness and peace and balance while it's experiencing that thought, that substance, that frequency of that item. And it then says, the body says, oh, okay, I can be relaxed in the presence of this. I can be relaxed in the presence of my husband because I'm relaxed now and here's my husband, or here's a piece of paper with the name of my husband on it.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I can now be balanced in relationship to this substance. So EFT is certainly one way. I tend in my allergy antidotes system to focus right now in three different ways. One is my spinal release, which is very similar to EFT, but instead of using the points on the face and you know the body, I'm going down and tapping down the back of the spine on either side of the spine. There's the points there are associated points that go to all the other acupuncture points in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So so I tend to do that one, and then the one I'm really using a lot right now is the laser, is using my laser technique because people are really enjoying it and loving it. Let me just say that the third way I use is the ask and receive is another technique that I've been developing. But what I want to really focus on right now is talking about the laser one because people find it so much fun. And so what I do is I use this little cold laser, which is very safe, to just stimulate the ear points, our reflex points in our ears, our hands, and our feet, because they, again, refer to all the acupuncture points in the body. Similar to EFT, similar to the spinal release, we're balancing all of the body's acupuncture points while you have that substance, that person in your energy field. So when I'm in the office, I've actually had someone touch their husband or their wife and then treat them for them. Right there. I mean, in the old days, I was actually treating them and then having to stay away for 24 hours. I don't do that anymore because I know it's not necessary anymore. I actually had people go and stay in motel rooms to be away from their spouse overnight. It was crazy.
They loved that, I bet.
But it was like, it was helpful. It's been helpful. I've treated two siblings, like little kids, you know, like little two little siblings that are always after each other and, you know, teasing and bullying and everything, and it's calmed them down. I had two autistic kids, and I actually treated each of them for their sibling, and they did much better together.
That's so fascinating to me. I just think that part is so important. Our relationships with each other and the world and our relationships with the things around us are so important. We're in relationships all the time, and not all of them are good. And to think that we could fix that by spraying our ear with laser light, it's just amazing to me.
Well, you know, I mean, we're pretty physical beings. We, you know, here I'm a psychotherapist, you know, but I'm also a naturopath, so I'm thinking more physical, but we are very physical beings. And if we can balance our body and our acupuncture system, which really controls so much of our body, we can control some of our emotions and how we interact with people, interact with our world.
Well, it certainly makes sense. I mean, I get it at an intellectual level, and I get it as a coach and EFT practitioner as well. I'm not sure everybody else is going to get it. My husband is going, Lindsay, you got to be kidding, a laser light, really?
Well, let me tell you about this laser. It's actually at the frequency of 635 nanometers, which is the frequency of a healthy living cell. And it makes the cells on the top of the skin resonate, like vibrate like a healthy living cell, and then by resonance it goes down to the bone, making every cell resonate like a healthy living cell.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these reflex points in our bodies, and so the ones on our ear are the strongest, so I've been using those mainly. I've also used the hands and the feet, and the kids love the hands and the feet.
And it tickles. In a good way.
I don't know. It doesn't tickle to me. Does it tickle to you?
Yeah, but in a good way.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because the only people I get that they actually can feel a tickle are usually pretty allergic people.
Oh.
Most people don't even feel it.
Hmm.
So it's interesting. So because I'm not real allergic, and so I can't feel the laser. But some of my allergic kids, I could take the laser on their back and write letters, and they can tell me what letter it is. So it really is people are sensitive.
Ah.
And people, those people have more allergies in that, and this is really helpful for those people. And so by shining this very healthy laser, it's called the healing light, on those points, it balances the whole body. And you can do it for substances, you can do it for emotions, you can do it to get rid of a negative scene, a trauma. It's really useful doing these ear points. Now, I have a funny story about using the hand points. I was teaching in Toronto a few years ago, and one of the students was coming back for the second day, and she was driving in with a friend who was doing the driving, and she had been staying with her. And all of a sudden, the driver is saying, "Oh, dear, I'm getting dizzy, I'm getting dizzy." And she's saying, "Well, what's going on?" She says, "Oh, I think I'm having a reaction from the peanut butter from breakfast."
Mm.
It's like, okay, she says, put your hand up. So as they're driving, she starts lasering this woman's hand as she's driving down the highway. And it calmed down the whole reaction, and the dizziness went away.
Wow. I believe that. I told you before we started this call that the minute I got my laser, I had just come back from the dentist, and my husband said, "Here's a package." I opened it, it was a laser. I was so glad I got the advanced one, the wider beam one. I know you're going to tell people about that in a little bit. And my teeth were really hurting. I didn't want to take pain pills. The anesthetic had worn off because I opted for that option. And so I just thought, what the heck? I just turned on that thing. I hadn't read any of the directions. I stuck it in my mouth and shone it toward my replace teeth. I'm having some mercury taken out, all of it taken out of my mouth.
Right, good.
And within, I'd say, 2 minutes, that pain was gone. I was really astonished. That really got that. And then the next day, because I'm going through this detox thing with mercury, I'm not feeling at my best at all. I've got mercury trying to get out and come in
right.
and circulating in my body. And I was just sick. I just didn't know what I was doing. I had a whole day full of clients. So I just sat down for a minute and did the laser thing on my ears, just on my right ear, as a matter of fact. And I started feeling better within, I'd say, 2 minutes. I did it on the other ear, and by golly, I was back at my normal self, just in a total, less than 5 minutes. I didn't say anything. I hadn't read the instructions yet. I don't know if you're supposed to. I just did the little laser thing, and whatever was going on with me went away. And that's an honest-to-gosh, true testimony about it.
Well, that's really exciting that just the lasering, what it did is it was balancing all your meridians.
Uh-huh.
So that just that was enough. Now, what I would suggest, I might as well give you some clinical help while we're on the phone, is that since you're having trouble detoxing the mercury out of you, you want to make sure you're not allergic to the mercury, because when you're not allergic, your body will act properly with it. When you're allergic, the body is going to try to keep it walled off in tissues and cells and be afraid to let it into the bloodstream. To actually detox it out of your body, you got to get it out of the tissues and cells, put it in the bloodstream, get it to your, get it to your bladder and colon, and get it out of your body. You need it out of your body, or get it come out through your skin. You need it to detox. You need it out. But if it's worried and afraid to get it into the bloodstream, it's going to just fight to keep it in the tissues and cells, which means you're going to still be struggling with the mercury, even though it's out of your, out of the teeth right now. Mm-hmm. It's still in your system.
Right, but that seems counterintuitive that but the body's allergic to it, so it's trying to hold on to it. And I'm talking about any general subject. So
yes.
It's allergic.
No, this is that is counterintuitive. But here's the way it is. Here's my take on it anyway. Because I'm finding people who are reacting to a medication they took 20 years ago, and when we treat for it, it leaves and they're okay. So this is real important to realize. This is one of the things that our body does. Again, trying to protect us instead of letting some of these substances, it could be a medication, it could be an antibiotic, it could be the mercury. Instead of letting it do its normal thing, which is be in the bloodstream and get out of your system, it says, "Oh, no, this is too dangerous. I got to get it stuck away someplace." And it puts it in tissues and cells away from your vital organs.
Oh.
So it gets stuck often in fat, often in things like your cellulite, in places that are not around your heart and lungs and things like that, but they're still in your body.
Now that makes sense. I get that.
Yeah, and so it's holding it someplace it's not important because it doesn't want it in your bloodstream. Your blood has to be at a very specific homeostasis, you know, or else you die. You know, a specific pH level, a specific level of the different minerals, and your body will do anything to keep it at that. And it doesn't want to have something dangerous in your bloodstream.
Well,
so it gets stuck all other places.
That makes sense. I've heard of people, my business partner Zoe used to talk about being people that were allergic to candida or other, I'm trying to think of some other things, but things that are you're allergic to things that are bad anyway, besides
right.
them being bad for you, you're also allergic to it, which
exactly.
is at a different level, right?
Exactly, yes.
So you could have titanium or other, a pen or plate of other metal in your body, and metal's not good for you, but you could also be sensitive to it.
Titanium's a wonderful example. That's a huge example of what I talk about with people, because when something's in your body, you can't avoid it. So the things that are implanted in your body, like the titanium, especially these titanium implants people are getting,
mm-hmm.
titanium markers people have. I have had so many people who've had terrible reactions to titanium. I really advise everyone who can to not get the titanium put in if you can. I mean, you may not be the person who has this reaction, but, there's certainly people who don't have that allergy, and I treat for it, and then people are better. But titanium, I have found that most of my really, really sick people who have the multiple chemical sensitivities, who've got autoimmune diseases, one day I was sitting there going, a couple of these people are just so similar. They're just allergic to everything. They have no strength. I was thinking of these two people, especially, that I looked like they couldn't even turn the doorknob to get out of the door. They were so weak. And I was like, and I realized both of them had titanium markers in their body. They had had surgeries, and the doctors, without telling them, stuck titanium markers in their body.
What's a marker, Tim?
They put a little piece of titanium in case the doctor would have to do surgery again. They wanted to be able to see on the X-ray where it was at.
Oh.
So these people are not even told ahead of time
wow.
that they're going to put a marker in. They wake up knowing that it's got this titanium marker in them. And these people were so weak. And what I started asking is all the people who have all the autoimmune diseases, and a big percentage of them had some kind of titanium in their body.
I'll be darned.
And so I treat for titanium. That's a really big one that I treat for. And you can treat, I have little vials that have titanium, the frequency of titanium they can hold. But a lot of people's glasses are titanium. I've actually had people who are allergic to their titanium bicycle that we had to treat for that.
Oh, my goodness.
The docs are all saying that no one has a problem with titanium. But there are problems with the implants that I find especially. And in Europe, they now have ceramic titanium implants. They will be in this country in a couple years. I'm just putting that out because I want to save some people's lives. I kind of attribute my mother dying as quickly as she did because she absolutely refused to not have her titanium implant put in. And she never even got it all put in, and she ended up dying. So anyway, so I want to keep people from that happening. Another implanted thing, which it's very interesting, is that when people have cataract surgery and they put a lens in, I have had people react to the lens.
Really?
Yes, yeah. I mean, so that a really good friend of mine had this problem, and she, had the lens put in, and her eye just wasn't right, and it was a long time, and we were thinking it was this medication they were using and that medication, and they had her on this and that, and all of a sudden, she woke up one day, and she knew my work had taken it, and she said, oh, the lens. And she treated herself for the lens, and that was the first time she got relief.
Oh, my goodness. Now, could that have been because of the trauma from getting the implant?
It could be the trauma, which was associated with the plastic of the implant.
What about people then that are taking medications that are kind of known that are good for us, or we believe that they are maybe insulin or other things that we are go to the doctor, they say, here, take this, it's going to make you feel better. And so they're sick when they go in, they take the medication. Could their body then become allergic to that otherwise benign
medication?
That's
a great, and insulin is a perfect example. Oftentimes, you know, you can be allergic to a new medication, but I have seen almost 100% of the people who take medications over time that they end up, if they're not allergic in the beginning, they end up being allergic later. So people who are taking insulin every day, really almost 100% of them are allergic to their insulin. The people who are taking thyroid medicine, almost 100% of them are allergic to their thyroid medicine because they're taking it every day, and their everyday stresses and everyday traumas and everyday things that are happening are all going on. Their everyday exposure to toxins, you know, moving into an apartment that's filled with mold, all of that's happening while they're taking those medications, and then they end up being allergic to those.
Oh.
So I treat for those. Now, with my mother, I did treat her. She was taking, and I didn't get her off of insulin completely, but I was able to have her go from 40 units of insulin a day to 8 units of insulin a day, just by treating the insulin.
Wow.
She held her own bottle of insulin. You don't need any fancy vials or anything. You hold your own Synthroid. You know, you hold it in your hand, so it's in your energy system, and you laser your ears.
Sandy, people take stuff every day for most of their life. I took Synthroid from the time I was 19 up until I started doing EFT, and then I balanced my thyroid somehow with EFT. But we take stuff all the time. So you're saying if it's in our system all the time, it's a little bit like the rain barrel effect. At some point, the body says, I can't handle any more of that. Is that kind of
it? Well, that body can't handle any more, and it's also gotten so associated with every trauma that they've ever had. I mean, they're taking insulin on the day that they're having surgery. They're taking insulin on the day that they break their leg. They're taking insulin on the day that their kid goes away to college and they feel they're crying. You know, I mean, you know, it's all associated.
I get that. That makes sense. So it's something that's in your system all the time just because of everyday living. Mm-hmm. Your body is somehow going to make a connection to that being a dangerous substance.
Right.
That's
because
why
the body doesn't know danger, you know, physical danger, emotional danger. It just sees danger, sees fear.
Well, I think this is so interesting and really important. It makes sense to me. I didn't used to be allergic to wheat, but I ate it. I started eating it more often, and I went through some trauma a few years ago. And so, if I had, like a lot of people who have mentioned this earlier, cereal for breakfast, sandwich for lunch, pasta for dinner, or bread with dinner, and during that day you've got a trauma, your body can't handle that. Or during the day, I'm not saying this right, but it's, if you've got something in your system all the time, it's just what you're saying, sooner or later something negative is going to happen and your body makes a connection somehow.
Right. That's true, and there's also some other bad things with wheat, unfortunately. Wheat, you know, even the organic wheat is stored in these big storage places with all kinds of mold on it. So wheat tends to have some kind of mold on it no matter what kind of high-grade wheat it is. And wheat is known with the autistic kids, and so I'm assuming we're not that different from the autistic kids, that it produces a hallucinogen actually in your brain. Wheat and dairy for the autistic kids, it creates a hallucinogen. And then what happens is you get high on it, and your body craves it because it gets high on it. It's just like taking a drug, or taking alcohol, and your body gets high on it. And so we all know, I mean, I don't know, I'll talk about myself. If I eat anything that's wheat, I just want more and more and more and more, you know, and it's, so it does that. Also, the thing about wheat is that it was genetically changed generations and generations ago, not the cloning like we do now, but generations ago to keep bugs from eating it, you know, to sort of prevent bugs eating it. And so it also has its own kind of pesticide included in all the wheats that we have.
Mm.
So wheat is especially difficult. But here's a fascinating thing. I talk about it on the other interview also, but I just think it's so neat that the main top 7 allergies that we have, allergic foods, are wheat, dairy, eggs, sugar, corn, soy, and peanuts.
Uh-oh.
Those are our main foods.
That's right.
And they're the top 7 allergic foods. So there has to be a connection between what's going on in your life, how often you're eating it, you know, and, oh, that's the other thing about wheat. Wheat and dairy are the largest molecule, the largest cell size of the foods we're eating. So it's harder for us to digest it, and it's easier for it to not be digested properly because it's a very big molecule.
Oh.
But the wheat, dairy, eggs, sugar, corn, soy, peanuts, those are staples of many people's diets.
Well, I'm glad you didn't mention chocolate.
No, chocolate actually is in the top 14 problems.
Oh, no.
But, because chocolate is, and chocolate gets so associated with things. I was teaching in Norway, and we were doing things about foods, and I had pictures of foods up on the screen, and this woman burst into tears when she saw this piece of chocolate cake. And it was like, okay, so I'm run over, and I got my laser, and we're lasering this chocolate cake, you know, having her look at it, so it's in her energy field, we're lasering it. And at that point, I was starting to do some of the things I do, which is my meridian laser technique. So besides just lasering the ears, you can also do basically EFT statements while you're doing the lasering. So I'm lasering the ears, and I'm having her say, you know, even though I'm having a reaction to this, you know, chocolate, you know, I choose to be able to eat the chocolate, and, you know, just basically saying statements like that. It's safe for me to eat this chocolate, or my body can handle this chocolate. And afterwards, she just said, you know what? Then she was able to look at the piece of cake. She says, you know, now that's just a piece of cake. Before, when she looked at it, she thought of her grandmother and growing up in England where she had all this love, and it was all associated with this piece of chocolate cake.
Mm.
So one of the things that happens with chocolate, because so many people are addicted, is that it has so much emotional connection with it. And once you can let, you know, sort of unhook that emotional connection, and you can do that with the laser or the EFT or the spinal release or the ask and receive, as long as you can unhook that connection, then the person can decide to eat the chocolate or not. It's not that they're eating the chocolate to feel loved by their grandmother.
Well, that's so interesting. If somebody clears something like that, the chocolate or the, let's leave wheat out because it's so complicated.
Yeah, that's hard.
Somebody clears something out. They laser their ears or they do some process, and I want you to tell a little bit more about the processes,
right, sure,
and the laser. But if they do that, then can they go back to having that substance again?
They can. What often does is it takes away the urge to have it. First of all, we're addicted to those things we're allergic to, so it takes away that sort of necessity to have it. And often people are able to eat these things. I mean, I have people who go from not being able to eat anything to being able to eat things,
mm,
and being able to smell things and being able to be out in the world. You know, I have a person right now who for 20 years ended up in the emergency room at least once a month for asthma attacks because of smelling things.
Hmm.
And she's now out and about and getting a job and out and doing things. And here the doctors were giving, you know, treating her for asthma.
Hmm.
For 20 years she,
wow,
was there all the time. So, yes, she's now able to be around smells. She's able to be around the different substances that she couldn't be before.
That's amazing. Well, Sandy, I know we're running out of our normal time, or we will in about 10 minutes. I want to assure everybody that we're going to go over if necessary, because I scheduled some extra time on the radio show tonight so that we could do this and not be cut off. So don't panic, because we're going to get this done. We're going to squeeze this all out of Sandy.
Okay, great.
20 years or 30 years of stuff, and we're going to get it all out of you now. So, Sandy, there's two big questions I have. One is, how can people on their own tell if they're sensitive to something? And then more specifically, how they can use the lasers, because I think that I find that so interesting. So,
sure,
one, how can somebody tell that they're sensitive to something if they don't,
okay,
know? You know, they're
sure,
got,
they don't
the
know.
Symptom.
And the very first thing is to just open their mind to the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Just open their mind, because no one thinks about like they're busy doing everything, they're doing all their tapping for everything, and they've never thought about this, that they always feel worse when they walk into this place, or they always feel worse after lunch, and they always eat this certain thing. So just opening to their mind to the possibility is huge. Then, I mean, in my practice, I use muscle testing, so clearly if someone has muscle testing, but it's so funny, even the people I know how to muscle test, mm-hmm. they haven't thought to muscle test some of the things that they're using, like a skin lotion they've been using for the last 25 years. You know, people need to just, like, be reminded every single thing they're in contact with is a possibility.
I remember years ago I heard you say, I think this might have been in your original DVD with EFT,
uh-huh.
that jewelry, if somebody wears silver earrings or gold
right.
or something all the time, they could be allergic to that.
Yeah. Yes, you walk in and you see someone who's always wearing gold all over the place, they're probably allergic to gold. If they're wearing silver, they're probably allergic to silver. And if they're always wearing the same perfume, they smell like roses all the time, they're probably allergic to that.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's, you know, they're addicted to it, and it's also, it's been around, you know, when all these things are happening, but they're addicted to it. They're, you know, so they're drawn to it.
Okay, I know people are crawling in their skin now going, oh, ew.
Okay,
where was
the next? Yeah, well, you can fix that. You can certainly fix the metals really easily. I mean, weed is really difficult, and I know that's the one everyone always wants to fix. And I have made it so people, some of the autistic kids, they wanted to be able to have cake at birthday parties and stuff. I've made it so that the kids, you know, they, if we treat it enough times, kids can do that and people can do that. But things like the metals are pretty easy to treat, and the supplements are really, and the minerals, those are all quite easy to treat. So I want to finish up so about how to identify it. So if you have the muscle testing, you muscle test everything, everything. And if you're muscle testing and you're weak on a supplement, you know, you look at all the ingredients, you know, in this vitamin, the multivitamin, you check each one and you see which ones you're weak on. If you don't have the muscle testing skills, what do you do? So there's two really other ways. One is to not eat some of the, you know, sort of decide what things you're going to test, not eat that, and then, like, for a couple of days, and then just eat that alone. And notice how you feel. How, you know, do you feel 100%? You know, like you said, you lasered your ears and now you are back to your normal self.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel your normal self? You know, with children, it's really easy because you can have them avoid the food and then you give them just that food sort of on an empty stomach and see what happens to their behavior. Do they get hyper? Do they start getting crying? Do they get withdrawn? Do they get really rosy cheeks, which is a sign of allergy? Do they get dark circles under their eyes? Do they get red ears? All of signs of an allergy. Or is their writing or drawing get disrupted?
Now, adults won't have those reactions in the quickly? Is that why?
The adults, you don't see them quite as much. I've seen a couple adults get, like, their ears turn red, but I haven't seen them react as quickly as they feel like they don't feel right. They feel a little off. Just feeling a little off is their sign.
Mm.
And then the other thing is there's a pulse. You can do a pulse test. There's a you can measure your pulse, and it's by Coca, Dr. Coca, C-O-C-A is the book. It's the Pulse Test Diet. He gives all this wonderful information, how to just take your pulse of, you know, you eat the food, you take your pulse, and you take your pulse for over a couple of days so you know what your normal pulse is, and you take it before you eat the food. You just eat that food, and then you take your pulse after that. And if it's gone up more than 4 points, you know you're allergic to that food. So that's another way to do that.
When you say 4 points, so if it's 60 beats a minute, and if it's 64, then
yeah,
you might have
a sensitivity. Yeah, 60 beats. It's beats. So that's another way. Another is just to try changing it. Change it up. Don't have bread for a couple of days. When I work with people with wanting to lose weight, one of the biggest culprit is bread and carbohydrates, but bread especially. And because when you see people who look kind of puffy, It's all about their body is holding on to water weight and bloat to try to dilute the poison of the foods they're eating. So I will often tell people just not to eat wheat for 4 or 5 days. Try that. And it's unbelievable how much better they feel. They come back and they say, I can't believe the difference in how I feel.
That's
another way to know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is it doesn't ever hurt to treat things. So just treat for everything. I mean, one of the nice things you can do, and it actually works because it's a nice combination treatment, is after you finish a meal, put a little sample of everything you've eaten in the napkin, hold the napkin, and then treat for that. And you've treated the whole day, you can do all of it for the whole day, but you can do each meal individually, or you can do the food for the whole day, and then just treat for everything.
Well, I always tell people when before they eat, put everything, and I've probably heard this from you again someplace,
uh-huh.
put, you know, you've got your meal there. People tend to eat kind of the same things
uh-huh.
at home over and over again,
right.
again, probably developing an allergy. But if they just put their hand on the plate that's got, let's say, meat and potatoes and a vegetable and a piece of bread or whatever's on that,
mm-hmm.
put their hand on the plate and treat it. So I would treat
right.
it. I've been doing it by tapping. But now with a laser, could you do this, put your hand on the plate with different foods? Can you do different
right.
foods at a time and then laser?
Yes, because as long as your attention is on it, it's in your energy field. So just like an EFT, when you think about something, it's in your energy field. Here you're just looking at your plate, so it's all in your energy field. You can touch the plate with everything on it, and then you can laser your ears. Now, what I've heard people do a lot in restaurants is they put their hand under the table and they look at their food, put it in an energy field, and laser their hand because the hand has the reflex point
oh,
also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you laser the front and back of your hand while you're looking at the food in the restaurant, and it's a little bit more discreet than lasering your ears or
yeah, right.
tapping on your face. You know, it's just a little bit more discreet.
Right. I like that idea. If you don't know and you're not sure how to do any of those other tests, just laser. If you get a laser, or which I'm going to highly recommend here in a minute. I'll highly recommend it now. But you get the laser and you just start treating everything you eat and everything you wear and everything you do. It's not going
right.
to hurt if you're not allergic to it. If it is, it could very well neutralize that.
Right, right. And another one, and that I wanted to talk about was, besides the food, is so much of this people are having seasonal allergies right now. And I just wanted to give people a hint. You were saying you did something very similar. But one of the things I have people do is I have people get a wet paper towel and go outside and just wave it in the air. And I have them wipe the windshield of their car. So
mm-hmm.
any particle that's in their air, in their environment, their specific environment on that specific day, they get it on that wet paper towel, they hold it, and then they treat themselves for that. Because, you know, we can do, oh, it's this ragweed and this, you know, other kind of pollen or weed or something. But in reality, you are reacting to whatever's in your environment, and particles can travel in the wind 500 miles a day. So there could be an oil spill, you know, 300 miles from you, and some pollen from some weird place 200 miles from you, and you're reacting to those things as well as what's just nearby you.
Sure. I'm highly allergic to poison oak
mm-hmm.
particularly, and if there's a fire within, you know, 100 miles and the smoke carries to my area, I'll get sick from the
mm-hmm.
maybe from the smoke itself, but I think our forests here in Northern California are just covered in poison oak, and my theory is that that carries in the wind, and I'm reacting to inhaling that.
Sure.
And it's, I think, too, it goes back to your rain, well, maybe it's not the rain barrel, but if people are treating themselves for a particular thing, they may be off the mark because it could be the combination of things that
right.
cause the rain barrel. And it may be honeysuckle and ragweed and flower pollen or something, the combination of things. And I like that idea of you gathering things in the air and treating yourself to all of that.
Yeah, because we really don't know enough to know exactly what it is we're reacting to. We can muscle test, but there's probably a million other things that we don't even know about that's in the air. So let's just use your environment. Use what is affecting you. Use what you have. So I, you know, I've had people, I mean, I guess this is another thing about the supplement thing, but people call me, oh, I need a, because I use these little frequency tubes, to hold frequency of different substances, and people, oh, I have to have, one person called, I have to have a lithium vial really quickly. And I, it was like, why? Well, I take lithium every day. I said, well, hold your lithium pill.
Right, yeah, you already have it.
You already have it. You don't need the, you know, the only reason to use the other of the vials is if you don't have it, but you have your environment. You have what's in your environment. You know, if you have a moldy house and you really don't have a choice, you have to live there, you get some samples of that mold. You take a wet paper towel and you wipe off the mold and you start treating for the mold in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're having to live there, and you treat what you have, because I could muscle test my list of, you know, 300, I have like a list of 300 different molds, but we don't know if it's one of the 10,000 molds.
Sandy, could you, since we're carrying that in our body, we're in our house, and we, our office, and we inhale that air, could we not, this may sound a little gross, but either spit in a napkin or Kleenex or blow our nose and have that same, that stuff, wouldn't it not be in that bodily fluid, so to speak? Could we do it that way?
Actually, that bodily fluids is another thing I often have people do on a daily basis. It's one way to keep yourself healthy, is to treat yourself for anything that's in your saliva, that's in your, you know, mucus that comes out of you when you blow your nose. It's your bodily fluids have everything in there that your body's reacting to. So, this is even more gross. You know, there's this whole movement of people who drink their own urine every day.
Ew, no.
Oh, you don't know about that? Oh, that's good that you don't know about it. But there's people who do that, and it's like, this is too gross, I can't deal with it. But, you know, like taking your taking your saliva and just sort of spitting into a paper towel and then treating it makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah,
and drinking your own urine. But it's the same concept that you're like, in a homeopathic way, you're
desensitizing.
The urine is. You're like desensitizing yourself to whatever's going on in your body. But using your, whatever your bodily fluids are, is a way to really keep yourself healthy on a daily basis of whatever is going on, whatever is going on as an infection, is to treat those kind of things, you know, and balance your body in relationship to what is going on in your system. It's perfect to do that.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. I want to assure those of you who might have joined us late, we're going to go over a little bit because we have so much to cover, and I've already made arrangements with the radio station to do that. It might be 15 minutes. We don't know. We're just going to go till we get done. So, Sandy, I hope you have nothing else to do all day today.
I've got some extra time, so that's good.
All right, so here's what I want right now, though. I want you to tell, we're going to come back to, I have some other questions for you. We want to hear some more about the food combinations and
mm-hmm.
water, lymph, flour, and Jesus and his brother, and some of the things like that. You've got some great stories and antidotes that are so important, antidotes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to tell us, though, about what you've put together for us. That's kind of an extension of the offer that Pat had with you for these laser packages. That's what I ended up getting, and it was just ironic that I already had you booked for doing the show when you did the one for Pat, and then
yeah.
I ended up getting the laser. It was just perfect timing, and then I have my own personal stories about it. But tell us about these packages that you've put together that anyone can use, including telling you how to do it, which we're not going into detail, but how to use these lasers and the different packages.
Sure, sure. What we really wanted, what I really want, is for people to have access to this, because it is a way to be able to help yourself, your family, and if you're a practitioner for your clients. It is so important right now. I am just blown away with how allergies are affecting everyone, and this is a simple, easy technique. When I have polled all of my people who do my allergy antidotes work, the vast majority use the laser as their main technique. And so we've made the laser, in all of these offers so that you have that accessible. And most of the people I talk to carry their lasers, and I do, carry my laser in my purse at all times because you never know what's going to happen. And I don't know if I talked about it. When I fell and cut open my leg, and I just, the first thing I did, they're running to get ice and help, and I whipped out my laser and I'm lasering my leg. I mean, and it's just, you use it for all kinds of things because it heals. inflammation, and it heals wounds and things like that, and it's wonderful for just actual just relaxation, any kind of pain. But let me just tell you about the specials here. So the first special, the advanced laser, just so everybody knows, the advanced laser I have been selling for years for $195. So all of these specials are less than just in the past just buying the laser. So the first special is just the advanced laser, and then you get the tangible of the Meridian DVD, and you get the whole laser manual, which is a 50-page manual. It tells you exactly, soup to nuts, how to do all this with the laser. And then my allergy antidotes quick reference guide, which goes through all of my how do you test, how do you identify, how do you treat for allergies in this laminated sheet so you can go step by step. So that's the first special, and that's, let me say prices. That's for $175. So you get all of that for $175 when the laser is normally $195.
So that would normally sell for over $200, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know exactly. Oh, $205, mm-hmm. I guess, is what it is. Normally $205. Okay, so then we have one with the small. Oh, we didn't talk about the different lasers. We have the one that you got, one that Lindsay got was the advanced laser. It's the bigger, wider beam laser that really makes it much easier to hold. It's much easier to cover the ears because it's a wider beam. It's also the one that's marketed in Europe for treating wrinkles and acne and anything that has to do with your skin. And I think you were talking about age spots, right?
Yes, I've got some particularly bad age spots on my skin. And so I've had the laser less than a week. I think it'll be a week tomorrow, excuse me. And so I've been using it at night while I'm watching TV or while I'm eating or something on this particular side, on the right side of my face, and I can really tell the difference. It's this one age spot by my mouth that's about the size of a quarter. It has really diminished in size and in color. It's very faint. Even my husband, who wouldn't notice if I dyed my hair black, noticed it yesterday that it was lighter. That, and so it's going away, definitely making a difference.
And that's in 1 week. And I think I mentioned in the other one that when I went away on a vacation, I had the woman who is 77 years old who was walking my dogs just laser one side of her face for a week and came back and was like, oh my God, you got to do something. I mean, it was so obvious that the one side had looked so much better than the other side.
That's the
larger laser. Now, the second pack is less expensive, and it has a smaller laser, which is fine for home use. If you're just working with yourself and maybe your child, it takes longer to laser the ears. It's an adjustable beam laser, same frequency, same wattage, but it just takes a little longer, and you have to hold down the on-off button.
Yeah, let me just say, I'm not dissing any of your products, but I've used that one, and you do have to hold the button down, so you have to hold it in a certain way.
Right,
Otherwise, it's very uncomfortable. It's about the size of a ballpoint pen, and the beam is about that size, and I've used it. I found that it was not nearly as easy and as comfortable to use as the advanced beam, so I'm very happy with that one.
Well, and I want to offer it because it's less money, but the reality is anybody who's worked with both of them, they never go back to the little one. But it's certainly a place to start. But the second special package is the small laser, then a download of the laser technique manual, the 50-page manual. But then it also includes my basic and advanced downloads of my basic and advanced manuals, my downloads of my quick reference guide. And then there's an audio of a little discussion that I had with my business colleague, Tom, interviews me about allergies. So it's similar to what this talk is, but it's another talk. And that's $174 value, but the price is $99. So for under $100, you can have a lot of my allergy materials and the small laser. But the third special is the really cool special that we put everything you would ever want to know about my work with allergies is in the third special. And so you get the advanced laser, you get the tangible Meridian Laser Technique DVD, you get the tangible, I think the laser technique, I think it's tangible. Yes, tangible. The manual is tangible. Download of my basic manual, download of my advanced manual. These are like 150 pages each, and that I, you know, have just every important thing to test. Then the download of the quick reference guide, a download of this talk. So this is a $285 value.
And ask and receive. Is that what you were talking about with Tom?
Yeah, that's using the ask and receive for the allergies.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so the price is $199 when it's normally $195 for just the laser. So you get all the manuals, all the DVDs, lasers, everything. So that's really my way of hoping that people could get started, feel comfortable, know all the aspects of my work. And as I was just talking about my basic manual and my advanced manual, I just wanted to tell a story because it really, you know, made all this work worthwhile. I actually was at one of Gary's EFT conferences in Springfield, Missouri, years ago.
I was at that one. I was there.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was selling my little manuals in the back of the room, and someone came up, and because I work with a lot of autistic kids, he got my manuals because he worked with autistic kids. He's a naturopath. And he was reading the manuals on the way home on the plane, and he thought, oh, my, maybe this would be helpful for my brother. And his brother was in the hospital, and they were waiting for him to die. He'd been bedridden in the hospital for 20 days, and the doctors thought he might have cancer. They really didn't know what was wrong with him. They were in California, but they weren't really sure what was going on, but they were just waiting for him to die. Out, stuck in bed, and that's it. So he took my manuals, and he just started going and treating all of my lists of, I have lists in the manuals of different minerals and different vitamins and different foods and different bacteria and different viruses. And I mean, just list upon list of possible things that people could be having reactions to. And he, I think he was doing muscle testing, but he tested and treated for everything in those, all my manuals. In 5 days, his brother was out of bed. It was about a month or two later, I was teaching in Mexico, and his brother accompanied him to my trainings in Mexico and sat in the trainings for 6 days worth of training.
Wow.
He was capable of doing that, all from just treating with this allergy work the list in my manuals.
That is an amazing story. That's how heartwarming that must be for you when you heard that and saw him in your audience.
Oh, my God. You know, it's like, you know, all the work is worthwhile. I mean, all the writing these things and doing things and researching and going to seminars and every bit of that was, I mean, when he showed up at that seminar and there he was, I mean, everyone was crying. I mean, it was just amazing. Amazing.
Oh, that's terrific.
So that those manuals, I mean, that's what you'd be getting on the two.
Yeah, that's a $285 value. Let me give. I gave this out earlier. Actually, I gave a different one, but it goes to the same place. This one is tinyearl.com/laser sale. So tinyearl, you don't have to do www or http anything. Just in your browser bar, put tinyearl, tinyurl. Not spelled the other way. That was a guy I used to date. tinyearl.com/, I was allergic to him too, laser sale, LaserSale, it doesn't matter if you use capitals or not, laser sale. That takes you to the same place as the Tiny Earl Sandy's interview, so don't worry about that. So you'll have the interviews on that page and the links that go that where you can buy each of these products and lots of other stuff on that page. That's where you want to go to find these packages. But there's I didn't mention this, although it's on my page. This is a special deal for us that Sandy's offering for 5 days. So it turns into a pumpkin on August 15th, next Monday. It's only good for those 5 days until Monday, August 15th, 9 p.m. Pacific time, and then back to the regular prices.
Right.
I want to thank Sandy for offering that to us. Because of that, that's why I got one. Man, I wanted to save
that
$35.
That's
and I have a real life let's see, what's it called, real-time experiment. When we started this, I had for now 4 days a really sore right nostril. It probably is associated with my dental work. I don't know, but it's been very tender. There's something in there that's really hurting. And so it was at a 9 when we started. Every few minutes when I wasn't talking, I'd been having that laser stuck in my right nostril. Sorry, it's a little gross, but that's now down to a 1. So that's a pretty remarkable thing. It's probably been in there a total of 5 minutes, but never more than a minute or two at a time.
Because it's the healing light, it really reduces inflammation. So anything that could have an inflammatory process going on, it's going to be helpful. So that means, achy joints, something that's healing, an open wound, a sore. It reduces inflammation. That's what it does.
And inflammation is so dangerous. Oh, good. Then I want to get a really broad beam and shine it on my gut.
Well, just wave it over. Just move it and wave it, and that'll be good enough.
Good.
It really will be. And I just want to just reiterate that I want to make sure that people get to your page, whatever it is, Sandy's interview, tiny URL or something, Sandy's interview mainly.
tinyurl.com/laser sale.
Okay, or the other one, Sandy's interview, just because I want all of you, if nothing else, to watch the free DVD that we're giving you and listen to the free replay of not only this, so you get this interview and you also get what I talked about, because there is other things that I talked about in the Pat interview. Because I think with just that information, you'll be able to at least evaluate what is going on in your life and your child's life. I'm just, struck with how many children are suffering so much with these allergies and asthma. I mean, you walk into a classroom and all these little kids have their little asthma thing, inhalers. And I mean, it's just such an epidemic. And I really want you to see these things we're offering for free just for you to get a sense of what's going on so that you can do things to help yourself and help your children.
That's really great. It's very generous of you to do this and offer those free things. So, Sandy, we better wrap up now. I think we could go another hour.
We could.
I know you do a 2 or 3 day weekend on this stuff, and I want to invite you here to the Bay Area, which I have before, but I want to set it now as a permanent thing and make sure that we get you out here on the left coast to do some of these trainings. I think they're very valuable. So I want to thank you.
I'd love to do that. I love the area there. So.
Great. Well, I really appreciate, one, you being on our show tonight, and two, allowing us to tag on your interview with Pat recently that was so good, so that it's part of this. And those of you, again, that haven't listened to that, go to tinyurl.com/Sandy's interview. And Sandy is with an I, Sandy, B-I-S, interview. And listen to that. That's where you can find this recording if you want to listen to it again as well, and all of the packages and everything you need there. So, Sandy, anything else you'd like to say to wrap up?
No, but not really. I mean, I get, like you said, I could go on forever with this, so it's probably best not to. This is wonderful. I just really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm looking forward to coming to the West Coast. That would be fun.
That's great. And again, it's been fascinating and very helpful to do this. I mean, I thought, because I've had allergies, that I knew everything. Well, I knew a lot about them, but not nearly as much as there is to know. And I think it's going to help me personally, and it's going to help me in my practice, and it's going to be helping thousands of people that are listening to this and all the other work that you do. So
I thank you for
the difference you're making out there, Sandy, and I feel blessed and honored that you agreed to come on the show with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just thank you for the opportunity. I mean, my real mission is to get this information out, and this is certainly one way to do it, so thank you.
All right. And thanks, listeners, for listening. Again, that Tiny Earl is tinyurl.com/Sandy's interview. That's S-A-N-D-I-S interview. It's the same as the other one, Laser Sale. They'll take you to the same page. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you again, Sandy, and everybody have a nice evening.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye.